श्रीमान हरि नाम करो सार श्रीमान
हरि नाम करो सार
श्रीमान हरि नाम करो सार हे भव सग हवे बल छिया हरि हे भव सग हवे बल छिया हरि करम करम ए जप ए तप ज्ञान जोग जग ध्यान करम करम ए जप ए तप ज्ञान जोग जग ध्यान नही 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 कलित केवल उपाय गोविंद नही 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 कलित केवल उपाय गोविंद भोकति मोकति जे गति से गति नाहे ना करि हरति भोकति मोकति जे गति से गति ताहे ना कर हरति मेघेर छाय चुड़ाए जे मन कहन से कन गति मेघेर छाय जुड़ाए जे मन कहन से कन गति कदन भरिया हरि हरि बोलो हे मन सुलभ कबे मदन भरिया हरि हरि बोलो हे मन सुलभ कबे भारत भूमि ते मनुष्य जन्म आर किए मन हबे भारत भूमि ते मनुष्य जन्म आर किए मन हबे जतेक पुराण प्रमाण देख नाम समान जतेक पुराण प्रमाण देख नाम समान नामेर रति हईले प्रेमेर उदय प्रेमे ते हरि के पाय নামে রতি হইলে প্রেমের উদয় প্রেমেতে হরি কে শ্রবণ কীর্তন কর অনুখন অসত পচাল ছাড়ি শ্রবণ কীর্তন কর অনুখন অসত পচাল ছাড়ি কহে প্রেমানন্দ মানুষ জন্ম সফল করোনা ভাই কহে প্রেমানন্দ মানুষ জন্ম সফল করোনা ভাই হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Man, Hari Nama Karo Sa.
Hari Nama Karo Sa.
This kirtan, kirtan means glorification, is glorification of the process of chanting the holy names of Hari. As in many kirtans, it is addressed to the mind and is saying to the mind, make Harinam, the name of Hari, the essence or the central focus of our lives. Is giving the example, that common example, Bhavasagar. This material world is like an ocean of in which there is birth and death. It's compared to an ocean because it's very big and very difficult to cross. But the very meaning of life is to cross over this ocean of birth and death and come to the lotus feet of Krishna. So an example is given which will be easily understood by people in Bengal, but probably not in Slovenia, so I'll explain it a little bit. The example is given of a chur, which means a temporary river bank. That in Bengal there are so many rivers and the soil is also very brittle, so the rivers, they tend to shift course a lot. So it's often seen that on one side of the river is very high and the other side is flat land. On one side of the river there's a big bank, and on the other side there's flat land. Have you seen that? Who's seen? The Ganga at Mayapur, there's very high, and time to time you'll see from the high bank big chunks of mud falling into the river. And on the other side, so on one side the river's eroding into the banks, but then on the other side it's the flat land, the soil is being deposited. And especially during floods, then when there's a flood, then when it comes down, the whole course of the river is somewhat changed. So the piece of land which comes up on the other side of the river, that's a temporary piece of land, that's called chur. So it's there, but it's not there. It's not going to be there all the time. But while it's there, people take advantage and they plant crops, for instance. So the example is given that in this material ocean, there is a chur, made of sand. It's a temporary chur. I don't know if there's any word in English for this. I'll say it in Bengali. And the author of this song says, "Hatiya hoibe pa." If you go, you walk, you can cross over. It's only there temporarily, but While it's there, you can take advantage. Go. So the process of chanting the holy name of Krishna is eternal, but it is especially manifest and effective during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance and the time following that. So now the opportunity is there, and just go. So there are so many other processes which could be considered. Dharma, karma, following all the different rules and regulations of pious life given in the scriptures. Different kinds of japa, repeatedly chanting. Japa means repeatedly chanting a mantra. Or different kinds of austerities. Or jnana, accumulating knowledge from the Vedic literatures. Yoga, you all have some idea of what yoga is. Performing elaborate sacrifices. The process of meditation. Nahi, nahi, nahi. No, no, no. Not at all. Forget it. In this Kali Yuga, there is only one means. Govinda Nam, Krishna Nam, Hari Nam. Haryanama, 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 Eva Kevalam. Kalo nasjeva, 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 gatiranyata. Come please say. What else is there? What else should we aim for? Bhukati, this material enjoyment through the pious methods. Liberation from material existence. This goal, that goal. Don't be attached to such things. They may give some kind of relief from material existence. But it is like the temporary relief of a cloud only. It comes and stays in the sky. And again, you have to live in a hot country like India to understand this. Maybe here also, it's quite hot now. And then if the cloud comes, nice relief, but it's only temporary. So it's only a temporary relief. Therefore, don't say, Koha na she kono gati. Don't say that that's an actual permanent goal. But fill up the mouth. Filling up your mouth. Chant, Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Hari Hari.
Hari,
Hari. When will you get such an easy process? Having attained human birth in Bharata Bhumi, of which Slovenia can be considered an extension of sorts. When will, again, you get such a chance? If you examine through all the Puranas and Vedic literatures and try to find out what is the actual situation, get the Vedic evidence, we'll find there is nothing equal to the holy name. Because simply if we have attachment to the holy names, then prema, love of Krishna, will arise within the heart. And from prema we get Krishna. So shravana kirtana karo anukhana. Go on hearing and chanting about Krishna continuously. Ashata pachala chari, giving up all other rubbish talks. Premananda, the author of this song, says, make your human birth successful and don't delay, don't wait. Don't think I'll do it later. Chant Hare Krishna now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So very succinctly, authoritatively and sweetly, Premananda Das, the author of this song, is directing us to the actual purpose of human life, which can be achieved by the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. So he says, take the opportunity. Just like the advertisements, they're telling you, buy it now, limited offer, sale will finish, only 3 days left, come buy now, it's a great opportunity. Of course, there's no great opportunity in whatever they're selling, it's all rubbish. But this is the real thing. Krishna and Krishna consciousness attained through Krishna Naam, which is non-different. This is reality. Now is the chance. When again will we get the chance? But we are busy with Asatta Pachal, this so many different topics which are not related to Krishna and Krishna consciousness. What is that? What is that verse, beginning of second canto? Thousands of topics they have to discuss. What is that verse? Apashyatam atmatattvam griheshu grihamedinam. What's the first line of that? Shrotavyadini rajendra rinang santi sahasrasha. Apashyatam atmatattvam griheshu grihamedinam. That people have many, many things to hear and discuss about. But the actual thing we have to hear, discuss, remember, the science of the soul, they don't see at all, no interest. Simply engrossed in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. And people consider that this is reality. If we say, come to Krishna, people say, well, I have more important things to do. And say, that is a dream, I'm living in reality. I have to pay the payments, on my car, and cook the breakfast, and run off to work. But this is not actual reality. Reality is of a better quality than simply struggling to make payments. Reality is of a better quality than birth, death, old age and disease. Reality means to live with Krishna, to serve Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the reservoir of pleasure. For what are we working? For what are we endeavoring? We don't have time to think, where will this all lead to? But someone who is actually intelligent and philosophically inclined, they must stop to think, where is our life going? What are we doing with our lives? No time to think about it. This is a foolish existence. So one who has got information of Krishna and Krishna consciousness must be very busy in finding out Krishna. Krishna can be attained very easily by chanting the holy names of Krishna. He was mentioned, as so many other places, Shravana Kirtana, hearing and chanting. Hearing and chanting, hearing and chanting in association of devotees who are endeavoring for the same goal. Being with devotees, then every devotee helps every other devotee to engage in Shravana Kirtan. Even if we associate with non-devotees, or even if we go away and think, I will just chant Hare Krishna by myself, then the wicked propensities of the mind to not think of Krishna become prominent. But in association with devotees, there must be hearing and chanting of Krishna. Satang prasangam mama virya sangvido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kataha. In the association of devotees, Krishna's glories are discussed, which is like a tonic for the soul. Tajoshavad ashva pavargavat mani shradharatir bhaktir anukramishyati. By hearing such topics, one advances on the path leading out of this material world. And one's faith in Krishna, one's attachment to Krishna, and pure devotion to Krishna gradually develop by this very simple process. So the author of this song, Premananda, is exhorting us, take to it. When again will we get such an opportunity? Don't waste time. Shafala karana bhari. Don't delay. Do it now. You have the chance. Try for it. This opportunity we should understand and take it very seriously. Now, sometimes we hear that someone says, let's be realistic. We're not pure devotees. Let us be more relaxed. Why chant so much? We chant so much because what other means is there to attain Krishna? You say, be realistic. What is the meaning of being realistic? Realistically speaking, we're in Maya. Yes, admittedly. But actual reality is to tamasima jyotirgamaya, to come out of this darkness, to come to the light of Krishna consciousness. So realistically speaking, we are in Maya. But actual reality is Krishna. And the process of Krishna consciousness is real. So unless we're really fools number one, we should take to it. Otherwise, we, instead of experiencing the reality of living with Krishna, dancing with Krishna, we will experience the reality of, instead of seeing, having darshan of Krishna, we'll have darshan of inside of wombs many times. So, let us try for that. We may say, well, so many people tried, they could not attain it. We see sometimes people take up Krishna consciousness enthusiastically, then again go away. So we may think, well, it's more realistic just to not try very much, just try a little bit. It's true that only a fortunate soul takes to Krishna consciousness and stays with it. But anyone who takes to Krishna consciousness at any level is fortunate. And the more rigorous or the more seriously one takes to Krishna consciousness, the more he is blessed by Krishna, the more benefit he gets. And those who stay steady on this path attain to Krishna. So it may be that 1 in 50, 1 in 100, or manushanam sahasreshu kastit yatiti siddhiye, maybe 1 in 1,000 go to Krishna. But why not be the one and not the one of the 999? There's no reason not to go to Krishna. There's actually, if we want to go to Krishna, there's nothing in the whole universe that can stop us. There are so many examples of devotees who were determined, I must go to Krishna. This Prahlad Maharaj is an example. This Ambarish Maharaj, another example. Despite great dangers, they were determined that my position is at the lotus feet of Krishna. So if we have similar determination, then we can go to Krishna. They have shown us how there is nothing, there is no material impediment, nothing that can stop us being Krishna conscious. Only our own foolish desires not to be Krishna conscious. This is the only impediment. So when we talk about being realistic, what is being realistic? Is it realistic to chant Hare Krishna, very easy, very nice, and go to Krishna? Or is it realistic not to chant Hare Krishna and to again and again get born and die, get born and die, get born and die? Or we may think, well, I'll chant Hare Krishna a little bit and be in Maya a little bit also. But this won't bring us to Krishna. This Shravana Kirtana Karo Anukana. Absorption in Krishna consciousness is required. And Ashata Pachala Chai. Give up all other nonsense topics. So it requires that determination, that fixity of purpose, that I'm here now, I have the opportunity to be Krishna conscious by the grace of Guru and Krishna. Now I must go on that path. And anything which tries to divert me from that path is of the nature of non-reality, it should be discarded. So this is sometimes termed fanaticism, and like that, we should be more realistic, normal, whatever. But we have to see, what is reality? We have no actual relationship with this material world. So we should strive for that which is in our actual self-interest. If we go to a place where everyone's crazy and they spend all the time beating themselves, we may think, well, I better be normal. Everyone here, they're beating. I shall also beat myself. I'll get a stick and constantly beat myself. And if you don't beat yourself, he's crazy. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. And also start beating him. So this is being normal in this material world. But we have a strong desire to be accepted by others. We should be certified as normal, respectable people. But those who are in Krishna consciousness, they can see what is the madness of material life. And they do not engage in this self-inflicted misery, but chant the holy names of Krishna, hear about Krishna, always engage in Krishna's service. So some may say that you don't try, but we will say always try. Even if we try like this and we're not fully successful, whatever advancement we make, that is to our eternal credit. Whereas if we don't endeavor to be Krishna conscious, or if we endeavor in a very diluted manner, then that will not help us very much. So let us get on the bus going back to Godhead, associating with devotees who are determined that I must use this life to satisfy Krishna. That doesn't mean that a devotee is neglectful of various responsibilities within this material world, but that he is clearly focused on what his goal is, to attain Krishna. And also the element of tempering our Krishna conscious activities according to our eligibility, that is also there. Not exactly, but something like that. It's not that by imitating the great devotees like the six Goswamis who performed devotional service at the highest level, it's not that by imitating them we can actually attain that platform. But they have given us the process to come to that platform. The process of sadhana bhakti, by which we may become gradually purified. And purification is manifest by having a taste for hearing about, chanting about, and serving Krishna in the association of his devotees. So this is a very realistic program and practical. We simply have to take it up in our lives. There may be difficulties, not maybe, there will be difficulties, undoubtedly. Sri Bhakti Marga Eha, Kantaka Koti Ruddha. The path of bhakti in this world is beset with innumerable thorns. But nevertheless, if we continue on this path, Hattiya Hoibipa, we are guaranteed, we'll cross over, go back to Godhead. So keep our eyes on the goal. The goal is to attain the loving service of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. And there may be many pinches and thorns on the way. But those who are actually desirous of reaching Krishna, they know that we can continue on this path by the mercy of the devotees. And by their mercy, despite our disqualifications, we can go to Krishna. So with this firm faith, a devotee, in whatever station of life he may be, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, sets their sight on crossing the ocean of material existence and going to Krishna. It may seem impossible, it may seem unrealistic, it may seem that our reality is here, now, where we are in Ljubljana. But this is not reality. This won't stay. However much we're attached to this situation, however much we identify ourselves with this situation, anyway it won't stay. Neither we will stay in this body very long, nor will Ljubljana stay very long. How old is this city? 500 years maybe? Anyone know? Something like that? 600 years? Any idea? Like that? 500, 600? 2,000 years, okay. So, it's a short time. Maybe it'll stay another 2,000 years. Maybe 20,000 years. Not very long. Nothing will stay in this material world. There won't be any Slovenia, there won't be any Europe, there won't be any Earth planet, there won't be any universe. But there will be Krishna, and we shall remain somewhere, either on this side of the Viraja River or on that side, either dancing with Krishna or dancing according to Maya's tune. Whichever tune Maya, she has at least 8,400,000 tunes. So whichever tune we happen to be dancing to, we'll be thinking, this is very important, this is reality. So better to dance to the sound of Krishna's flute. And that we can do by chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hearing, chanting, serving in the association of devotees. And gradually our vision changes. We understand, I'm not Slovenian, or I don't belong to this world, I belong to Krishna. By going on hearing about Vaikuntha Katha, topics of the spiritual world, our mind becomes absorbed in that reality. And we see this whole material existence for what it is, just like a cloud, a dream, something to be blown away. And then we find our actual position in the spiritual world with Krishna. So chanting the holy names of Krishna and engage in devotional service. This process can work, will work, must work for those who have the faith in this process. Krishna will reveal himself. Atashri Krishna Nama Adi Nabhaved Grahim Indriyai. We cannot find Krishna. You can look in through your telescope, or go out into space and look, where is God? Or look through a microscope. You know, scope. There is no scope for finding Krishna. And then we will conclude, no God. But we don't know how to find him. We can find him by humble service, beginning with chanting the holy names of Krishna. Then for the non-devotee, they cannot see Krishna anywhere, but the devotee sees Krishna everywhere and cannot forget him at any moment. So you have to have faith in this process and go on. We will find Krishna in our lives. Krishna will reveal himself to us. Then there will be no more doubts. But this nishtha is required, this firmness that I must take to Krishna. Krishna cannot be attained by a hobby process, part-time hobby. And Krishna demands our full attention. There's no other way actually to attain Krishna. This actual Krishna consciousness means there must be full absorption. Because if we're actually Krishna conscious, then there cannot remain any attraction to anything else. If we are maintaining attachments to anything else, that means we haven't heard Krishna's flute. We haven't become attracted to Krishna. We haven't chanted his names. So if we've actually chanted his names, then we cannot take interest in anything else. So it may seem not very realistic to take to Krishna consciousness very seriously for those who have not actually approached Krishna. Or that some persons who have endeavored for Krishna have succumbed to Maya's battering and come back to this side of the Viraja, that may also be discouraging to us. But nevertheless, the devotees who are serious to attain Krishna, they go on praying to Krishna, "You please maintain me in your service," and go on hearing and chanting. Such persons must attain Krishna. So what should be the conclusion of this discussion? Conclusion is Shravana Kirtana Karavanukhan. Take to this process. We're always engaging in Krishna's service, beginning with hearing and chanting about Krishna. And Ashata Pachala Chari. Give up everything else which has no connection with Krishna consciousness. Take advantage of this rare human birth and make it successful by the process of Krishna consciousness. When? Well, first I must finish this duty, then I shall take to Krishna consciousness. First I have to see that all my children get married, then I will take to Krishna consciousness. First I have to look after my dying mother, then I shall take to Krishna consciousness. First I shall get my university degree, then I shall take to Krishna consciousness. First I shall cure my disease or settle my debt or whatever it may be, then I shall take to Krishna consciousness. There's always something important to do. Or so we think. We should know there's nothing more important than taking to Krishna consciousness. Oh yeah, tend to your dying mother, but don't forget Krishna. And you can make her remember Krishna too. And if you're going to get all your children married, well, it doesn't mean you don't take up Krishna consciousness. Of course, in this country, people don't get their children married. They arrange it for themselves. But anyway, that's the point, that we should take to Krishna consciousness now. There may not be any more time. So we should take up Krishna consciousness seriously, right? Is it? We should all start very seriously from tomorrow. And then when tomorrow comes, again tomorrow. Don't wait. Don't do it even today, now. There's always some excuse. No more excuses. Now surrender. Not very difficult. Pick up a bead bag with a mala inside it. Put our hands on the beads. Open the mouth. Get the tongue and teeth in the right position. What else? What else? Tongue, teeth, hands, everything is in the right position. Then the heart has to say, "Yes, Krishna, now I surrender to you. Then we can chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nam bina kichu nahi kavar, chodda bhuvana maja. In all the 14 worlds, there's nothing but the holy name to be had. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna, Krishna
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Question about this? Do we have this cordless mic? Okay. Please speak loudly.
I'm emotionally disturbed and I'm taking medicine for my mind.
Oh.
And I wonder, what is the most important thing in a spiritual life?
Well, everyone in this material world is emotionally disturbed. Some more than others. When we say emotionally disturbed, that means we're disturbed because our desires for sense gratification have not been fulfilled to the degree that we wanted them to be. We hear lots of talk these days about emotional needs. But actually the only emotional need of the jiva is to surrender to Krishna. In the conditioned state, we have many emotional needs. Hoya mayar das kari nana abhilash. When we become a servant of maya, we have many, many desires. And when there is much obstruction in fulfillment of these desires, and then we become disturbed. The question, what is the most important thing in spiritual life? The most important thing is to chant the names of Krishna, whether one is emotionally disturbed to a greater degree or a lesser degree. Everyone should chant the name of Krishna. Yeah, please.
But on the other hand, I'm almost sure that I will need another chance. I will not make it in this life because I'm a woman, not very intelligent, without proper guidance. So, what to do to get another chance? Because I heard that a lot of devotees who cannot achieve this goal, Krishna Prema, they go on heavenly planets, and when this life on heavenly planets is finished, the golden age in Kali Yuga.
Well, please don't think that you cannot become fully Krishna conscious in this life. You can. Krishna is very kind and he helps those who want to go to him. If we think I'll wait for another chance, then our efforts to be Krishna conscious in this life will become slackened. Actually, we're all very disqualified. But Krishna is very kind. That is the hope of the devotee. So if we sincerely try to serve Krishna, Krishna will certainly help us. And there are many, many examples that we've seen even already of devotees who have certainly gone to Krishna, who come from seemingly very ordinary backgrounds, who appear to be not super maha Bhagavat Paramahamsas, but who are simply sincerely performing their service, who from the circumstances of their leaving this world, it appears they have gone to Krishna. So please pray to Krishna and take to Krishna consciousness very seriously. And Krishna will help you. Krishna will give everything that you need to become fully Krishna conscious. Tesham satata yuktanang bhajatang priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam yenamam upayantite. We may find, I don't see where is the way, how is the way to go to Krishna. But Krishna knows the way. And he will make the path clear to us if we are very sincere to serve him. So don't wait. Take it up now. Krishna will help you in all respects. Anything else? Please. Say again. That means when all one's activities, thoughts, words, desires are only based on Krishna, when one no longer has any ambitions or plans to enjoy this material world, but his only ambition is to act in such a way that will be pleasing to Krishna. This is called absorption in Krishna consciousness. It's a good idea. Not very difficult. What is the difficulty, Prabhupada used to say? You simply open the mouth, chant Hare Krishna, hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, and gradually we'll wake up from this dream of material life. It may seem difficult, but Krishna will help. Krishna will certainly help. That I mentioned, we have to take, I'm also preaching to myself but here, that we have to take to the process given by the acharyas, given by Rupa Goswami, sadhana bhakti. We take to the process and Krishna will help us. It's the process of purification. There are many tests, yes. But a test means that we have to take the mercy of Krishna more, cross over and go on. A test means, are we a little difficulty, then are we going to go back to material life or are we going to persevere in Krishna consciousness? So it means we have to call out more for Krishna's mercy. This way we can get more mercy. Sometimes the path may seem very difficult, but we should know that the path remains the same. The only difficulty is in our mind, actually. And difficulties often come. People say, well, the path is very difficult, but the difficulties usually come when we don't follow the path properly. Sometimes we say, well, I'm not getting much taste in chanting. But along with the chanting, we have to associate with devotees, hear, study Bhagavatam, engage in service, all these things. And avoid asat, avoid all the nonsense things. If we think, well, I'll start to mix a little nonsense here and there, and then we say, well, I'm not feeling any taste. Of course we're not. But if we remain very firm on the path, then the path remains clear and open. And tests will be there, but we can cross over them by the mercy of Krishna and his devotees. There is no actual reason for a devotee to turn away from the path of bhakti. There's no other reason than his own lack of desire to serve Krishna. Yeah. So this weakness of heart should be overcome by taking help from devotees. So you're saying Krishna consciousness is not real. That you, what you perceive as reality is more real than what is given in the scriptures by Krishna. You trust your own impressions, your own mental impressions more than that of that given by Krishna. You have great faith in your own mind, is it? Reality is to be judged by your perceptions. That is actually the animal platform. The animal doesn't know anything beyond his own perceptions. The human being has the chance to hear messages from beyond the world of birth and death, and to take advantage of that knowledge. But if we simply trust the fabrications produced in our mind, then we can't cross beyond birth and death. We may say, Krishna consciousness doesn't appeal to real to me, then what appears real? Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So that is the animal platform. We have to come beyond that. Is reality only what you perceive? This is the sum and substance of reality. All the acharyas, Vyasadev, they were all wrong. And you are right because you can't understand them. Don't mind me saying, but if you consider it, it's a very foolish proposition. So please use your God-given human intelligence to think more deeply than simply, well, I can't understand it, therefore it probably isn't real. Reality is not that which is to be measured by our tiny little intelligence. Spiritual life begins with the humility to accept that beyond my puny intelligence, there is reality far greater than what I can presently perceive. Mm. We don't understand, then we can understand by hearing messages from beyond this world of death. And then we will attain the desire to attain it. So, just a minute. Let us consider, is reality simply what is here now? Struggle to be happy in this material world? Is there not a better place than this material world? Is there not a place of eternal happiness where there is no lust, greed, anger, envy, exploitation? If we have faith in Krishna, or in a reality, an ideal reality, then we become theists. Otherwise we become agnostics, skeptics, existentialists, communists, or something like this. So what is reality? You don't find any effect?
You don't get anything
in the end. Then you are simply unfortunate. You are simply unfortunate. Others are chanting and dancing in the happiness of Krishna consciousness, but you are simply unfortunate. It appears that you have taken a vow not to be Krishna conscious under any circumstances. So that is your desire. But others can understand Krishna. Anyway, you're coming here for some reason. So at least take Krishna prasad. One day you'll become fortunate. Do you like Krishna prasad? But you don't like Krishna? Why not like Krishna too? He's actually very nice. Then, what else? Someone else said something. Well, better than analyzing the reason for it is just to chant anyway. Whatever it may be, forget it and chant. This is the process of sadhana bhakti, that we take a vow, I must chant, minimum number, whether I feel like it or not. And that way, whether it's this mode or that mode or whatever it may be, we cross over the modes of material nature by this vow to chant. What time is the arati? After the lecture. Why? What happened? Actually, there is no problem. In spiritual life, there's no problem. But we imagine, we invent. Actually, there's no problem. By its very nature, spiritual means no problem. But on the path of trying to attain to spiritual life, sadhana, then problems may come. Yeah. We don't have faith. Yeah, that's the... With that also has to be overcome. Vitaraga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upashritaha. What is that? Jnana viraga... What does it go? Manmaya mam upashritaha. Bahava jnana tapasa bhuta madbhava magataha. Becoming freed from attachment, vita, raga, bhaya, fear and anger, becoming purified by knowledge and penance. Many, many persons have come to me, Krishna says. So yes, faith is required. And faith will come by chanting and associating with devotees. We should know for certain there's no actual shelter in this material world. Pension plan, savings, life insurance, none of these things can actually help us. The whole economy can go bankrupt and then all your life savings is finished. Or anyway, you might, walking down the street, you might slip on a banana and break your neck and die. So you won't have any old age to use your life savings in anyway. So, Shraddha Shabde Bishash Kahe Shudradhanish Choy Je Krishna Bhakti Koile Sharva Karma Krita Hoy. Faith means to have the faith that by performing devotional service to Krishna, everything is taken care of. Krishna will take care of us. We often hear this short question. Short question doesn't mean short answer, necessarily. Anyway, what is your short question? No more than three words. Okay, you're over the limit. Chant Hare Krishna. That's the answer to the question. Whatever it is. Is it a good answer? But we don't chant Hare Krishna because we have so many questions. But we should start to chant Hare Krishna anyway. If we think, first of all, I shall understand everything and have all my doubts cleared and then I shall chant Hare Krishna, then we'll never chant Hare Krishna. We can never understand everything. And the idea that we can understand everything is simply another form of pride. So we should just start to chant anyway. And questions should be there also, to understand who is Krishna, how to advance on the path of serving Him. What was your short question? That's the short question. I shall jump off a cliff and then I shall depend more on Krishna. It's an interesting proposition. I must admit, I never thought of that one before. As far as I know, it's not recommended by any Vaishnava Acharya. So, better to follow Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta. Follow the path given by the great Acharyas. You want a challenge? Get a bag, fill it with Prabhupada's books, go and distribute them. You really have to pray to Krishna. Krishna, please enliven the people I'm coming to, who are your servants, to take these books. This forces us to develop humility, prayer, vision of everyone as spirit soul. You can also use the money you would have spent for paragliding to sponsor the distribution of Prabhupada's books, which is a much better way to spend it. So there's my short answer. Yeah. Then you have to struggle also for that. Yeah, say the question, Sovinu. So, do you want to repeat the question? If we're not inspired, then we chant anyway, then we tend to chant inattentively. The question is, which you can please repeat in Slovenian. So please say it again in Slovenian so everyone can hear. I already heard it in English. Therefore, Shravana Kirtan, hearing and chanting go together. Hearing the glorification of the holy names, why we should chant, that will give us inspiration to chant. Just like this Kirtan we just sung. There's one book called Srinamamrita, published in English, probably not in Slovenian, which is a comprehensive selection of quotes from Srila Prabhupada's books about the glories of the holy name. So that book can be opened on any page, and they're just short nuggets of inspiration, which we can read a little, and certainly we will become inspired if we have any attraction at all towards Krishna's holy names. Hare Krishna. I think we're going with Kirtan. Shravana Kirtan Koravanokan. I'd also like to announce that there's a book table of some of my books which are available outside, and some CDs of lectures. That on Prabhupada's order, I'm writing books in his service. And many devotees are telling me that these books are helping them in their devotional lives. So if you'd like to take these books, any of them, please do. And after the arati, I'll wait outside on the book table. And anyone who would like to meet me or have the book signed, they can meet me there.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gai Gora, Madhur Shari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chants in a very sweet voice. What does he chant? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.